After months of closures and uncertainty, limited service restaurants or bars will be allowed to reopen starting today in Shelby County. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, the businesses will still face restrictions.
The Shelby County Health Department's latest decision affects some 40 establishments that were ordered to close in July amid surging COVID cases. Some places, like the Silly Goose in downtown Memphis, pivoted to carry out only. But owner Daniel Masters says he wasn't sure how much longer the business could survive.
This was a thrill because we're not used to good news at this point.
Reopened bars will have the same restrictions as full-service restaurants. No bar seating, alcohol can only be served at tables with an accompanying food order, a 10 p.m. close, and a two-hour cap on service. Masters says he's on board.
I can guarantee you that the staff is going to be even more adamant about safety because they don't want to go through this again.
Health Department Director Dr. Lisa Haushalter says surplus testing and stable hospital capacity informed the decision. Staffing increases allowing for better contact tracing also played a role.
We have actually added not only a lot of capacity to be able to respond if there is an outbreak associated with one bar, but we also have new data sets that allow us to more timely identify if there's an outbreak or transmission associated with a specific bar.
On Tuesday, Haushalter did note that cases have trended upwards since Labor Day and the reproductive rate of the virus, which tells officials how many people each new case is infecting, is now above one. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.